Friends, if you've been joining us over the last 2 or over 3 years now for these devotionals, you'll know that from time to time we speak on the subject of revival. And the reason for that is that I believe that revival is the crying need of the Church of Jesus Christ in this day and generation. Revival is the great need of our land and nation. And unless there's a great awakening amongst the people of God, and God's people arise up and waken up to face the implications of Calvary and the Great Commission and begin to live for Christ and seek God for an outpouring of His Spirit, we're in big trouble in the Church of Jesus Christ here in the West, even this province of ours here in Northern Ireland. And there's such a thing as national revival. There's such a thing as local revival. There's such a thing as well as personal revival. The psalmist once said, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me." And revival begins with the individual. God breaking into the consciousness of the people of God, and He often does that individually. And I've been reading this little book recently. I came across it. It's been out of print for quite a while now. It's just called Flame for God: Distinctives of Revival by the Reverend Gilbert Edgerton. And he speaks about the subject of personal revival in this little book. And I was greatly challenged reading 10 points that were made by one of my favourite preachers and authors, A.W. Tozer. And A.W. Tozer had a formulae for personal revival. And I'm just going to read an excerpt from this book. And I want you to think about these principles and apply them to your heart and life, as I will endeavour to do to mine. Dr. A.W. Tozer, 20th century prophet of righteousness and revival, recommended the following formulae for personal revival. Number one, get thoroughly dissatisfied with yourself. Complacency is the deadly enemy of spiritual progress. The contented soul is a stagnant soul. And think about the church at Laodicea, and they had grown spiritually complacent. Those who enjoy personal revival are hungry and thirsty for more. Point number two, set your face like a flint toward the sweeping transformation of your life. Timid experiments are tagged for failure before they start. You must throw your whole soul into your desire for God. Point number three, put yourself in the way of blessing. It's a mistake to expect God's help to come as a windfall apart from conditions known and met, to desire revival and at the same time to neglect prayer and devotion is to wish one way and walk another. Point four, do a thorough job of repenting. Hasty repentance means a shallow spiritual experience. Let godly sorrow do her healing work. It is our wretched habit of tolerating sin that keeps us in our half-dead condition. Point five, make restitution wherever possible. If you owe a debt, pay it. If you have quarreled with someone, go as far as you can to achieve reconciliation. As fully as possible, make the crooked straight. Six, bring your life into accord with the Sermon on the Mount and such other New Testament scriptures are designed to instruct in the way of righteousness. An honest man with an open Bible and pad and pencil is sure to find out what's wrong with him quickly. Seven, be serious-minded. The people of the world used to go to the movies to escape serious thinking about God and religion. There must be a radical change in your habits, or there will not be any permanent improvement to your interior life. Eight, deliberately narrow your interests. Too many projects use up time and energy without bringing us nearer to God. The mansions of the heart will become larger when the doors are thrown open to Christ and closed against the world and sin. Nine, begin to witness. Find something to do for God and your fellow man. Make yourself available. Do anything you're asked to do, learn to obey. And then lastly, point 10, have faith in God. Begin to expect Look upward to the throne. All heaven is on your side. God will not disappoint you. And then Mr. Edgerton, the author of the little book, says, these suggestions constitute a recipe for personal spiritual revival. When personal revival is experienced, there is no knowing how far it may spread. The church is in desperate need of a spiritual resurrection, and it can only come through the revived individual. Let's pray today that not only God will send revival to your nation and your churches, but as the hymn writer said, Lord, send us revival. Let it begin now in me. Gladly dethroning each rival, yield I my heart unto thee. Friends, thanks for listening. God bless you. Feel free to share this with your friends and your loved ones and people that love the Lord and are praying for an awakening. A.W. Tozer's formula for personal revival.